Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Ches Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning and ending in Yirtzeh Hashem, a beautiful simen, Tof Samach Tes, which is a very unusual halacha which people may not be aware of, and that is Shelo L'Yachid Basar L'Pesach. You have to be very careful how you call your Pesach order, that you shouldn't call it, this is my Pesach order. We'll see what we mean in a second. It's a one sif simen, and we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Also Lomar, it's forbidden for a person to say Al Shum Behema on any animal or Bein Chaya, Bein Shchuta, whether this is a live animal or a shechted animal, that this is my Pesach order, Basar Zeh LePesach. This is my meat for Pesach. Because it could be misunderstood, Lefi Shenira, Shegdisho Mechayim LeKorban Pesach. It looks like you're declaring this is a Korban Pesach. And therefore, when you eat this, V'nimtza Ocha Kachim B'chutz, it looks like you're eating Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, outside of Yerushalayim. And therefore, this is a potential problem. What should you say then? Eliyomai, a person who's ordering his meat for Pesach should say, Basar Zeh LeYomtiv. This is the meat that we're going to have on Yomtiv. Don't say, this is the meat that we're going to have for Pesach. Now, that's a somewhat of an unusual din, and we'll see this is all L'chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sivkot Nalev, Hainu L'chatchila. This is the proper way that one should conduct themselves L'chatchila. Don't call it your Pesach order. This is my meat for Pesach. As he brings down the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph, he says, this is based upon the Ola Shabbos, the Shach, and Yerideya, the Chok Yaakov, the Knesset Yecheskel, the Maimon Mordechai. And it's also brought down the Birka Yosef, the name of various Rishonim. As opposed to the opinion of the Bach and the Mogen Avraham, the Pri Chodesh, that said you should be Machmir over here, even Bidiyeved. Now, the issue footnote number 2 brings down, even according to these Machmirim, that you're not allowed to do this, even Bidiyeved, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's not also Bahanoah. You just shouldn't eat it over here because of Maris Ayin, but it's not going to be also Bahanoah. Now, why is this instituted like this? So, Dershu footnote 1 tells us from the Aruch HaShulchan that you're allowed to eat this bidiyeved because everybody really knows, Hakol Yodim, that you're only saying this Derech Loshav B'Yodim. Nobody is really ordering their Korban Pesach when they call up their butcher and say, this is my Pesach order. So, everybody really knows. That's why it's only a Din L'Chatchila you shouldn't do this, to be Yotzei from any suffix whatsoever. But the bottom line is, after the fact, you can be Mekel if you did call in your, quote, Pesach order. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Bei says that this applies even to an animal that is alive or dead, that's a behema. Hainu, afilu hu katon, even if it's a small animal, it's too early to be brought yet as a korban Pesach, it's before 1 month of age, or it's not even a goat or a sheep over here, so it's the lochazil Pesach, it can't be brought as a korban Pesach. Nevertheless, gam kin osa, because it's an animal, and we're concerned that unknowing people, amaratzim, will say, the yachshadu, they're going to think about this guy, shegdisho mechayim liknos midam of korban Pesach, even though this animal might not be good for a korban Pesach, so he's going to use the funds that he gets when he sells this animal to go purchase a korban Pesach. And that's why Dershu footnote number 3 brings down from the Das Torah that all year long you shouldn't do this. Even the day after Pesach, people can mistakenly think you're already preparing for next Pesach. And therefore, ukisha ochlo, when somebody sees you eating this, they're going to think, nira ochlo kosher b'chutz. Again, you're eating kosher b'chutz. Even though, b'di'evit, nobody's really going to think that, you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. And therefore, al kein. Therefore, you should get into the habit of not saying, lo yamar l'chaveru, to your friend, tzlei li zro l'pesach, go and roast me the zroa, the people we have on the Seder plate, you put on the roast bone, so don't say, roast this bone for me for my Pesach, because people could mistakenly think that that's your korban Pesach. He brings down, v'nei loshan mechaber, mashma d'davim behema, from the loshan mechaber, who says specifically an animal, and implies it must be from an animal, shumin hakori vagabi mizbech, must be from the goats, sheep, or the cow family that could be mistaken for a korban. Other kosher animals, the 7 kosher chayos, never go on the mizbeach. And certainly chickens don't go on the mizbeach. So therefore, you might have thought that the mechaber is only telling us for a behema. But he says, yesh poskim, there are others that either disagree with the mechaber or say that the mechaber wasn't specific. And there, machmir gam ala ofos, in the Shaar HaTzion Osei, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down, in the name of the Mario, that even birds, because there are Torah and Ben Yonah that can be brought, so even though you're not going to eat a Torah Ben Yonah maybe at the Seder, you're going to have roasted chicken, you shouldn't do that. And likewise, even dogim, he brings this down from the Eliyahu Zutta, he says, as opposed to chitim, the tzrichim shmiru mechimutz, chitim, wheat, we'll see, we don't have this concern about, because you need to have that shmura for Pesach. And therefore, nobody's going to think that that's your kachim over here. But a fish, one might think that you're going to sell this fish, and with the proceeds, go and purchase a korban Pesach. So therefore, these machmirim say the efshar shikdishul mei midam el pesach. If you say this fish should be for Pesach, so people might think that you're going to sell this fish and then use the proceeds to purchase a korban Pesach. So therefore, lechatchila, these machmirim would say, don't even say that. V'nei avshar b'mikilim b'zeh. If you go look in the stores and you go look at people that are buying stuff, most people aren't machmir over here for chickens or for fish. Usfilu kedas mechaber. They must hold like the opinion of the mechaber that says it's just an animal that could be brought on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, he brings down. And you can see this in the Shaaretz Yon Ozai, in the name of the Chok Yaakov, Mikol Mokum Lechachila Tov Lizor Shelo Lamala Pesach. Even for things like chickens or fish, one should be careful not to use the terminology, this is for Pesach. Furthermore, V'kotzu Achronim brings down from Viri Yasa Achronim, Demashin Ogim Lo Mar Bishol Ashkenaz. So people say in Germanic, Bosser Zeh Al Pesach, but they would say it in German, Afilu Omar Kein Big Divit Le. Even if they were to say that with a goat or a sheep, which could be the Korban Pesach there, Lekko Kepeda. There we don't have to be concerned. Because Dim Iso Shikdisho, if somebody was being Makdish something, they would have said it in Hebrew. Havali Lomar Bosser Zeh Al Pesach in Hebrew. And therefore, if they say it in German, they clearly didn't mean to be Makdish it. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, based upon this, any time he says that it's clear and obvious that you're not doing it for the Korban Pesach, but you're buying your food for Yontif, so then he says it's clearly not for the Korban Pesach, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it would be permissible. And he says, certainly, if you're saying it in Yiddish, and you're saying the name of the holiday as Pesach, with a tzeire, not a segel. So if you meant the Korban Pesach, you would have said Pesach with a segel. And if you say Pesach, you're talking about the holiday, so then certainly it would be mutter. He says, in a place where this is the custom, if people aren't careful about their tzeire and segel, then you couldn't say this. But if somebody's saying, this is my Pesach order and not my Pesach order, so then if that's clearly the way people talk, then it's clear it's also, it's not for the Korban Pesach in any way, shape, or form, and would be permissible even lechatchila. The Berurah continues in Siv Katan Gimel. He says, if you say Bar Sozeh lePesach, the same halach would apply for Adin Sha'asa LeYadim Lomar. A person shouldn't say Helech Mos Halalu. He shouldn't say to his shaliach, to somebody, go take this money, Ukneili Bohem Basar lePesach, and go buy me meat for Pesach. That's also not correct. Vim Omar Kneili Bohem Basar Al Pesach, if you say, go buy me meat that we will eat on Pesach, then Mutu. That's obviously not LeKorban Pesach, and as we just pointed out, LeChanal, that would be acceptable. So what should you say? So the Mechaber said, you should say, Bos is Eliyontif. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tainu Shikone O Shikarum Aleich. You're saying that I'm purchasing this for Yontif, or I'm purchasing this assault for Yontif. That's perfectly good. Now the Rama adds, Hagah U Gidi Mekulas, a Gidi that is roasted. What does it mean, Mekulas? So this is based upon the Gemara, and the Rama tells us, Pirush, Shalem, it's totally roasted, like they roasted the Korban Pesach, Arosho V'al Kro V'al Kirbo. You have the entire thing roasted all together as one, like they did it with the Korban Pesach. So he says, even though Afa Pi Shalom Peresh, V'omar Bosu Zeh LePesach, even though here he didn't say anything, but he roasted it exactly the same way that it was done for eating the Korban Pesach, he says, Asol Asos, he brings down from the Torah, you shouldn't do this, as we've already learned, Kedilakaman Reish Simon Tofai Involve. In the Sharatzion Otsid Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this isn't exactly correct, that it's in Reish Simon Tesai Involve. Eino Medukta Kochkach, he brings down for the Prima Godin. In any event, one shouldn't do this. The Gemara tells us that Todus Harofe did this. He was a leading a person in the community in Rome, and he, Badavka, did a Zechel, a Mikdash, that he would have them roast the Gdi Makulas and eat it on Pesach night, and the rabbis told him that's not the right thing to do. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot, and hey, the Ramah is telling us of Erotz Lomar, Litzloso Shalem, that you shouldn't roast it in its entirety. Rosho V'chule, as we said, Rosho Akrov Al Kirbo. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the reasoning behind this. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tov Ayin Vav, Le'inyan Isser Achila Set Soli Kulo Kiyacha B'Lel Pesach Shinirik Ochel Kosh B'chutz. This looks too much like you're eating Kochim B'chutz. And therefore, if you do this Be'erev Pesach Achach Hatzos, O B'Lel Pesach, it certainly is a concern. The Mishnah Berurah then says, he says, Hinei lekamenim in simen tof ayin vav, we're going to learn over there, mevor isur ala chiloso vafilu tzlo kama yomim kodim. He says, this law applies not only if you roast it on the afternoon of Pesach or the night of Pesach, but even if you roast it several days before. And he says, v'chan be'er shegam asiyoso bizman Pesach osu. And over there it explains that even doing it before Pesach, if you're doing it for Pesach, it's osu. Because you're doing it like the Korban Pesach was done. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, what about the meat of a calf, which is never the Korban Pesach, or a bird, which is never the Korban Pesach? So he brings down from Shulchan Aruch, Sha'afa pish ain Korban Pesach b'amim, even though there's no possibility for somebody to think that this is your Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach must come from a goat or a sheep. It can't come from chicken or from a cow. Nevertheless, he says, Kivan she'tu'unim hem shchita, since all of these do require shchita, it's not permitted to go and roast any of them. We don't eat any roast on the night of Pesach, according to this minhag. What about roasting it in a pot without water, as opposed to roasting it directly on the fire? So the Mishnah Berurah over there says as well that in the places where the minhag was not to eat this on both nights of Pesach, so you shouldn't do so, you shouldn't eat it. And he says this is true, even if you originally boiled it and you had it in water, and even only afterwards you're going to go roast it alone in a pot, you still shouldn't do this if this was the minhag not to do this. Then the Mechaber says, Abo mutar lo marchitim elu lepesach. Then he says, but you are allowed to do this with wheat. There is no concern to say, go buy me some grain over here, some wheat that we use for Pesach. Nobody's going to mistake that for the Korban Pesach. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Asif Katan Vav. The Kivan de lo domi klal lekochim. This doesn't at all look like it's for kochim, because lo amrinu, we only say this over here, shemakdishim lemachrim liknos b'dayim lepesach. We only say that a person might be concerned that you're going to go and sell this and use it for the Korban Pesach with something that you don't specifically need for Pesach. However, here, here you're saying, buy me shmura grain, buy me grain that I can make into matzah for Pesach. So here there's clearly another intention, and therefore there's no concern that anybody's going to mistakenly think that you're purchasing this grain over here to sell and use that money to buy a Korban Pesach. This is a beautiful short simon, and we conclude it now. Now let's start. We have time to start simon Tof Ayin, which deals with the tainus of Makas Bechoros that various individuals, mostly Bechorim, but not only Bechorim, as we'll see, not pure Bechorim, have to go and fast, or as we'll see, go to a Siyam, and therefore not fast on Erev Pesach in commemoration of the Makkah of Bechoros that Hashem gave to Mitzrayim. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, HaBechoros Mis'anin Be'erev Pesach. The minhag is that the Bechoros, all the people that are a Bechor, they go and fast on Erev Pesach. And this is true whether you're a real Bechor, Bein Bechor Me'av, or Bein Bechor Me'em, or whether you're a Bechor from the maternal side. Now, there are halachic ramifications, whether you're a Bechor from the father's side, that's the Nachala, or you're a Bechor from the mother's side, that's with Pidgin HaBen. So even though we don't necessarily refer to somebody normally as being a Bechor, if it's from the mother's side, in this din we do. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkon Aleph, this reason for the Bechoros to fast is, as I mentioned, Zeich L'Neishen Yitzolu Mimakas Bechoros, that all the Mitzrayim Bechoros were killed on the night of Makas Bechoros, but no Jewish Bechor, even those that should have died, Hashem made a nace that even somebody that was supposed to die, he was 120 years old, he was supposed to die that night, no Jewish Bechor died that night. So to commemorate this, the Bechoros all fast. Now, how come? The issue footnote number one says, normally we commemorate a nace with Simcha and Mishta, so why over here do we fast? So he brings down a beautiful explanation of the Shelus Shuvus Or Lutzion Zatzal, the great Sfaradi Posek. And he writes, Shemi Shenaselu Neis Hari Nakim Lo Mizuch Yosef. Normally when somebody has a nace done to them, Hashem says, well, you got this nace, that's going to cost you $10. Now, how do you pay $10? You pay with your zuchuyos. They deduct from you certain zuchus that you have because Hashem made a nace for you. And therefore, all of the b'choros over here, Hashem made a nace that was specific for them. So therefore, they're going to lose some of the zuchuyos. So therefore, they fast in commemoration of that. And they say, Hashem, please don't deduct our zuchuyos. A very beautiful explanation. Chasam Sofer has an additional idea. He says that the Bechor B'nei Yisrael Lissanu B'Mitzrayim Erev Pesach. He says they themselves fasted in Mitzrayim on Erev Pesach in order that they shouldn't die. They didn't know that they wouldn't die. So they fasted to Hashem, you're going to attack all the Bechorim, please don't attack us. And therefore, to commemorate their fasting in Mitzrayim, the Chasam Sofer says they fast today as well. Both are beautiful explanations. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Beis. He says this is true whether you're a paternal Bechor or a maternal Bechor. Because he says, Shemakas Bechoros Haisa B'kulam. The Makkah on the Bechorim occurred both on the male and the female, maternal and paternal Bechor. Kedisa B'medrash, as it tells us in the Medrash. Now, the issue footnote number two has a couple of interesting medical scenarios. What about a child born from a cesarean section? Because they're not considered a Bechor in certain dinim, so are they considered a Bechor in terms of this? So he brings down the Chok Yaakov and the Kaf HaChaim, who both say no. A child born from a cesarean section, even though he's the firstborn child, doesn't have to fast. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Nishmas Avraham, and he says, Shiyotzi Dofun Chayiv B'tanis Bechoros. He does have to fast, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, but he says, in this situation, the Bechor can certainly go, the child born from a cesarean section certainly go, and listen to a Sudas Mitzvah, go to a Siyam, and not have to fast. Then they ask the question, what about a Ger Tzedek, a convert? So he's a firstborn non-Jewish child to his non-Jewish father, so does he have to fast as well? So Rav Yashiv says that he's potter from Tanis Bechoros. And he says, however, no, go to a Siyam, and this way you don't get around any concerns over here. And this is also the opinion of Shelus Teshuvas Shevet Halevi from Rav Ozzer Zatzal. He says that the mashmos is that you don't have to fast, he's potter, because if a cesarean section doesn't have to fast, certainly this child doesn't have to fast. However, he says that there is, lamaisa, a reason that they should fast, because in Mitzrayim, a ger in Mitzrayim before Makas Bechoros, Bevadei Hayu Nitzal Mimenu, he would definitely have been saved. And therefore, Misofik Lo Yachal Suda El Arak Mini Tegrimiyot. He says he technically should fast also, because in Mitzrayim he would have had to have fasted. So therefore he says, you can maybe be Yotzei your fast by just eating small things, like those that say that you don't have to have a full fast, you just should eat only small things, Mini Targima, as opposed to a meal. And certainly, it would appear to me that you'd be allowed to go to a Siyam and be Yotzei in that way as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "When we call Makom leGadol Habayis leUitzrichu Lusanos Afa Pishigam Hem Haisa Bemaka." In Mitzrayim, the oldest person in the house, even if he wasn't a Bechor, was also killed amongst the Mitzrayim. So you might think over here that if somebody is a secondborn, Nebuch, the firstborn child passed away, he was in a car accident, whatever it might be, so you might think the secondborn should have to fast. So he says, "That far we didn't go. Why not?" So the issue footnote number three brings down from Levush, because in the Torah it doesn't mention this. It's only through the Midrashim, and therefore Lo Nagul Hachem Bezeh Al Hagadol Babayis. Therefore, the minhag wasn't that they should fast. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Va'boach ha'nefalim." If somebody's born Nebuch after a miscarried child, so tzorich la'sanos, he does have to fast because they have yibuchol nachla. He is the firstborn son in regards to nachla. The issue footnote number four has a little bit of discussion over here as to how we define that, Ayin Sham, and in the second paragraph over there he says that if a woman miscarried, and now she has a second child, so there's no pidyon haben over there, it's not a bechor for pidyon haben, and the father already had from another wife a firstborn child, so then in this situation, such a secondborn after a nephil wouldn't have to fast. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, this is only when there definitely was a miscarriage. If somebody was born after a child of 9 months, so then, even though that firstborn child passed away, though he died within the first 30 days, but he was healthy, and something happened, then this is not considered an nefel, that you'd be considered a bechor nachala, and therefore you wouldn't have to fast. Then he says, what about bechorim that are kohanim ulevim? Tzrichim gam kein lisanos. They also have to fast. Vavil mo yorak bechorim me'ein. And even only from the mother. V'nim sedeinim bechorim l'nachal l'pidyon. In this situation, they wouldn't have a bechor l'nachal, and they wouldn't need a pidyon aben. Nevertheless, afil hochi bechorim mikre, they're still called a bechor, and therefore they would have to fast, or, as we said, go to a siyam. Then he brings down from the Mariel, because of Mariel, the Tainis Bechorim Tzorach Lahashlim, that this Tainis Bechorim is not a mini fast, it's a full fast. Hainu Atzesa Kochavim has to be all the way till the nighttime, as we already learned in Simon Reish Mem Tes. The Havi Tainis Seba, that's a real full-fledged Tainis Seba over here. It's not a mini fast, a mild fast. And he says, Venira, however, the Imchosh Berosh, if somebody gets bad headaches when fasting, Oba Einov, or his eyes bother him, Ein Tzorach Lahashlim, then he shouldn't fast. And likewise, V'cheiniro, the Mishnah Berurah says, it appears to me, the Ba'adim Shetainis Koshalo, if somebody has a difficult time fasting, and after the fast, V'achratanis, and Yochel Lechol Rak Dvarim Kalim, Ubashir Mu'ut Mo'od, he can't eat a large meal after the fast. He can only eat small things. And therefore, it's almost certain he's not going to be able to do all the mitzvahs of the Seder. In this situation, mutav shelo lisanos, kidei sheyikayim mitzvahs halayla kisikunam. It'd be better that he wouldn't fast in this situation. Definitely go to a siyam and not fast because you won't be able to do the mitzvahs of the night. And certainly, if you do have to eat and you're not fasting, so only eat the mini tagima and not have a full meal. Dish of foot number five again reminds us that we're better in this situation to be poter yourself from the fast by going to a siyam. If you do have Bechorim that are fasting, HaBechorim Omrim Aneinu B'Shomea Tvila, they would say the Aneinu Tvila for a Tanis Sibur in Shomea Tvila in their silent Shemana Esrei, B'Mincha Kish B'Sanim, at Mincha time when they were fasting together. And if you have over here Asaru Bechorim, Mismalim B'Yachad, the Echad Miyam Shalat Sibur, and one of them is the Shleach Sibur, so then when he says the Chazar Sashatz, Kishamach Sibur Tvila, Yomar Aneinu B'Shomea Tvila, Kidin Tanis Yochad, just like in a Tanis Yochad, he would say that out loud. Now, better not to do this, however, because there are those that say, there are those that say, you're not supposed to fast during Chodesh Nisan, so therefore don't do this publicly, so let somebody else daven that wouldn't be saying Aneinu. The issue footnote number six says, likewise, don't lay in Vayachal in this situation, even if you have 10 people fasting. The Mechaber continues and says, Yesh Misha Omer, there's an opinion that says, and the Baragola says, this is the Chuvas Ashkenazim in the name of the Sefer Aguda, and they hold over here, Shafilu Nekeva Bechorim Misana, that a woman who's a Bechor also has to fast. However, the Ramos says, from the Mariel, the Ein Haminu came. We don't follow this in practice. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kotten Gimu, Shemakas Bechoros Haysu Gamalei. The women also were involved in Makas Bechoros Kedisa Medrash, and therefore they should fast as well. However, Siv Kotten Dalet, that's not the Minog, Shatora Lo Nosno Kedushas Bechoros Lenekeva L'Shum Dover, because we don't find that a woman is considered a Bechora, not L'Nachala, not L'Pidjan Aben, not for anything. And therefore, the Minog is that the women don't fast. The issue footnote number seven says, however, a beautiful custom, he brings out from the Shelus Shuvas Olut Sion, that breathe them some food from the siyam. This way she can go and definitely take from it, even though she didn't hear the siyam. And he says this is a beautiful minhag, and therefore That would be the ideal thing to do. With this, we conclude today's shiur.